this is Janae Bukowski. I'm the head women's soccer coach at Southwestern University, and you're listening to the SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Southwestern University head women's soccer coach Janae Bukowski. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, no problem. I always look forward to talking to you.
Coach, headed into your fourth season at the helm of the Pirates women's soccer program, just take me through your mindset as we embark on another preseason.
Yeah, I think that, you know, going into my fourth year, obviously there's some things that I know that work here and some of the things that I've learned that haven't worked. And so I'm excited to have what is essentially my first full team of recruited players that I've been able to convince or have brought onto the program. So I think it'll be interesting to see what that looks like out there on the field this fall.
Last season, Coach, the Pirates went 9-8-1, 5-5 in SCAC play. Talk about what this group learned over the course of last year.
Yeah, I think we definitely learned how to fight. A lot of those games we played very well. I think that's one of the best things about soccer is sometimes the better team doesn't necessarily win, and how you can mentally come back from that. I think the upperclassmen have learned that they don't want to be in a situation where they walk off and they leave something that they could have done differently on the field. So having that experience, and I think hopefully being able to make more of a statement earlier in games so that we can control most of the game from a scoreboard wise is, I think, a big part of what we've learned going forward this year.
But you mentioned scoreboard-wise, Coach. 22 goals in 18 games last season. What needs to be done offensively for the Pirates to be more consistent in putting the ball in the back of the net heading into this season?
Well, I think a big part of it was the fitness that they came in with, and I'm really pleased that overall this is one of the fittest teams and healthiest teams that's ever come into preseason. So I think that the fitness base that we have will allow us to really get into some of the attacking-minded, you know, sessions that we'll work on and just training, and that way we're able to have more chemistry up top and not feel like we're going it alone. I think the depth that we'll have up top coming off the bench will be a significant factor in helping us be more dangerous this year.
Coach, looking at the roster, three seniors in this group for you. I know it's a special group for you. They came in their freshman year, was your first year there in Georgetown. Talk about these seniors, the way you've seen them grow and mature over the course of their careers, and how much they'll mean in terms of leadership on a team that's filled with a lot of young talent this year.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't be more happier than I am with Jillian and Laura and Maria. I think we may not have a lot of seniors, but the seniors that we have are like double in their personality and their leadership that they have. I think their role is going to be absolutely essential in setting the tone and also continuing to build the tradition that we're trying to build here at Southwestern. And I'm really, really, really fortunate that I've had the opportunity to work with the three of them this year and to see them grow and to see them really take ownership of this program and what they want from it and embark that on the freshman class and the sophomore class, which is also a really big group of girls, is really impressive, and I'm excited about where things are going.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your girls as preseason's unfolded?
We've had a couple scrimmages, and I've had some parents come up to me, and they said to me, and I thought they put it really well, they said there's just something different going on the field, and it's sort of an intangible thing, but there's a difference in the personality and the intensity that the girls are training with and playing with, and I don't really know how to describe it, but it's very exciting, and I hope that we're able to maintain it, and I hope I don't do anything personally to mess it up, because there's some good potential out there.
Coach, there's no question that anyone would argue that from top to bottom, this league is as competitive as it gets. There's certainly no off days and conference weekends. Just talk about the competition in this league and the way you've seen it grown over your 4 years in the conference and what makes it so difficult.
Well, I think that the academic reputation of all the schools being as it is really helps us be on the same level. And it's definitely exciting to know that every game you're going to go out and it's going to be competitive. I don't know how I would do it in a conference where if I knew there were just a couple teams where you really had to show up for. It's a great feeling to have that mutual respect for every program and every team that's out there, knowing that they're going to bring it. And I think one of the things that I'm definitely most excited about is the way my approach to coaching the team will change now that we have an opportunity to have a conference tournament. I know this is the first time we've had one, but, you know, in years past, if you have an early game slip away from you in what our conferences become, which is, you know, extremely competitive, that can really change the rest of your season. And so having the chance to be able to continue playing for something, and that being getting in the tournament with a higher seed or getting into the tournament at all, I think is going to make a huge difference.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. I'm joined by Southwestern University head women's soccer coach, Janae Buklowski. And coach, you brought in a huge freshman class, a big group of first-year players to start with preseason with you guys this year. Talk about this group that you brought in. How are they adjusting to the college soccer game? And do you feel like you have some girls that can really help this Pirates team out this season?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's been a lot of work to bring in such a large freshman class, and they seem to be adjusting very well to the demands, and, you know, classes just started this week, so we'll see if they're able to time manage well. But immediately, this freshman class has brought athleticism and technical skill to this team, and I do see several freshmen having the potential to make significant impacts in our lineup this fall, and I'm really genuinely excited about what they offer. And also, having such a large and what I would describe as a talented class has really upped the bar for the returners to step it up, because there's basically a competition for every spot on the field, and I think that's really shown so far this year.
Coach, you've already talked about it a little bit, but this season in SCAC soccer brings back the SCAC soccer tournament to, I guess, claim its NCAA automatic qualifying bid and SCAC champion. Talk about the excitement of the SCAC tournament and the possibility of being in Birmingham at the end of the year to compete for that title.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited about it. I think that for too long the NCAA tournament has overlooked what we have as far as depth of our teams, and I do think that having a tournament will help teams that don't maybe win the regular season have another shot to get in the tournament, and it is definitely our goal to be there, and there's no question that we want to be in Birmingham the first week of November.
What's the toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
The toughest thing I think I face personally, oh man, I think it's probably getting, I think with this large freshman class, the toughest thing that I'll face this year is getting such a large group of sophomores and freshmen acclimated to the travel and the demands of academics that we'll have. Because we are geographically spread out, I do think that it's difficult for them to get used to where they're going and adjust it immediately so that they can play and be focused on that game. And we go to some great schools, and I'm excited about where we're traveling this year, but I think that is the toughest, but it's also, I think, one of the best things about our conference.
As you look forward to the 2011 season, Coach, what are some of the goals you have for this team?
The biggest goal we have right now is building team chemistry and getting this team to gel, because we do have a large freshman class and a large, it's about equally split returning class. So I think the quicker we're able to gel, the better we'll be, and that is definitely our primary goal. And if we're not able to accomplish that goal, it'll be a longer year than it should be, so hopefully we'll be able to do that sooner.
And finally, Coach, the 2011 Southwestern women's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
I think if we're able to put the ball in the back of the net and continue to play our attacking style game, I think the depth that we have and the athleticism we have will really benefit us, but we've got to execute and we've got to finish, and I think we've got a great keeper in goal this year. I think she's come in fitter, Sarah, than I've ever seen her before, and so I think defensively we'll be smart, we'll be solid, but we've got to take control of the games this year.
Southwestern University head women's soccer coach Janae Buklowski again. The Pirates open up their 2011 campaign September 1st at home against Mary Hardin Baylor. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.